If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager, independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about money problems. Cordelia, you've been struggling since you quit your job. Is that right?
Yes. The problem, Dave, is that I quit my job because I have come up with a new venture. And that has also not gone well for me.
Okay.
Because, Dave, I don't know whether you know or whether you can tell by the way I'm speaking. I am a genius, and I have created tiny people.
Tiny people. Oh, wow. This is exciting.
Yes.
So this, you have invented... How tiny are we talking about here?
Oh, Dave, the imagination, it goes crazy when you try to think too much about my tiny, tiny people.
Are we talking like microscopic?
Oh, Dave, these people, they travel inside your, they can go in you.
Inside you?
Yes.
And what do they do when they're in there?
Oh, the world is not ready for what they do inside your body, Dave.
It's exciting.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Do you like them inside your body?
I think I would.
It's cool, Dave. Yeah. Not everybody would be man enough to admit that, but I'm glad that you...
Well, I'd like to hear more about it before I commit to anything.
Sure. So, Dave, my tiny, tiny people, they do lots of things. They solve crimes.
Right.
They will get you money if you like it.
Okay.
Money. And then also they make you feel... They kill germs inside your body.
I mean, that one makes a lot of sense.
They are fighter people.
But how would they do something like, what was it, solve crime? How would they
solve crimes? Yeah. Well, think about the evidences. Sometimes they are really small. And
DNA?
Yes,
or...
the fingerprints. And they will see, they see life from a perspective that none of us can know.
Yes.
It's like that show Sherlock, that he goes into, you know, a mind palace.
Yeah.
Because he has perspectives that no one else can know.
Yeah.
And the tiny peoples are the same. The tiny peoples know lots of things that we can never know.
It's also like that cartoon where it shows inside the body and there's all the little people going around and some of them carry oxygen.
What is this? Is it a movie or a TV show?
It was a cartoon from like the 80s maybe. I feel like it was a French animation.
Yes.
Taught about the body.
Too soon for my time.
Yeah, okay.
Look, it's also, honey, I shrunk your children.
Yeah, or no, Inner Space.
Oh,
Martin Short.
One?
Have you seen that one?
Oh, now we're just batting back recommendations back and forth, Dave.
Yeah, definitely check out Inner Space. They shrink the people down.
I write it down now.
And they put them inside, and then they go to like their lungs and they
what
make them sneeze.
What does space have to do with it? Do they go to the Skylands?
You know, I don't know why it's called Inner Space. It's the opposite of outer space, I suppose. You're going inwards.
It's very good. It's clever.
Yeah. Anyways, so these tiny people, are they... people that you've shrunk, or have you created them?
No, I have created tiny, tiny people.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it a kind of clone? Like, what are their origins, if you know what I mean?
Well, people...
Like, you know, most people are born to parents.
Yes.
Are these, like, clones?
Well, you think about a cell, Dave. Yes,
yeah.
A cell is like a very, very tiny piece of a human.
Yes.
And actually, we have everything we need in one tiny cell. In one cell, if you think about it, so if you put the two cells together and they make, you know, the romantic, kissy, sexy time together. Like cells, if you put two cells together and you look at them under a microscope,
They're going
busy.
Okay.
They are doing the hump, as...
And then
my father would say.
They create a tiny person.
And they create a tiny... Yes, exactly. They create an even tinier person than the cells, because it's like, you know, two cells mate. They make an even tinier baby cell. And then,
and you can communicate with these people.
I have the talk, yes.
Yeah, okay. And we have one of them on the line.
Oh, wonderful.
You've been able to... Or they've been able to figure out how to communicate.
Yes, I create them ways to talk.
Okay. So, Rick... You're a tiny...
Tiny Rick!
Hi! I'm Tiny Rick.
Hi, Tiny Rick.
Nice to meet you.
Tell us what it's like being in someone's body.
It is the best feeling in the world, but also, we're not always in someone's body. We often hang out behind walls and underneath the ground, where we have entire communities.
Okay.
They have created their own way of life, their own system, Dave.
Yeah.
They're not always... I know you like that idea of them being inside your body, but they're not always in bodies. You know?
Okay.
It's not always nice to be inside a body.
Why?
It just... People are kind of smelly and there's a lot of blood.
It's gross, is it?
It's quite gross at times, yeah. Okay.
Tell them how you make your way around the bodies, Tiny Rick.
Oh, okay. So I take some of the epidermis off and I bring it inside with me and I kind of use it like a skateboard.
Oh, cool.
You know, if somebody has a hard skin or, you know, a callus of some sort, I just kind of... We just kind of crack it off.
Ride around on that.
And we just kind of surf it around the body.
Have you got like a breathing apparatus or how do you...
Oh, no. We can breathe anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it's like they are, you know, tiny, tiny people, but
tiny
also
people.
They are more sophisticated than us. You know,
yes.
They got.
They've got special abilities.
Exactly. It's like they are tiny mutants. What's that movie with the mutants called? It's like
X-Men.
Yes.
Good. Another good reference.
Yes.
Okay, so Tiny Rick, at the moment, you're inside a man.
Yeah.
His name is Jim. We're going to bring Jim on. Jim, how you doing?
Not very well.
Oh, right. Is this because you've got Tiny Rick inside you?
Well, I didn't start off that was the issue, but that is fast becoming the issue.
Jimmy.
I miss you, Jimmy. Song.
I love you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Rick. Listen, a man's arteries are not a half pipe.
Right.
I don't know if I have to tell anyone this.
Yeah.
But the delinquency that's happening inside of my veins is revolting.
Is this causing you kind of heart problems and stuff, Jim?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's broken my fucking heart.
Well, what's Rick doing in there in the first place?
He was in there to fix a medical issue of the sexual infection variety.
Okay. Do you want to be more specific on that? Because otherwise people might just assume one that's worse than the one that it actually is, if you know what I mean.
Okay. It was...
is it a bad one?
It was chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
I've said it now.
The tiny people, they eat up the STDs. They go nom, nom, nom.
You like that,
Rick? I love chlamydia, Dave.
Yeah? It tastes good?
It tastes great.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
so nourishing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But then it turned out that the eviction was... I thought he'd just leave.
Oh, after the chlamydia was all gone.
After the chlamydia was gone.
Right. And is that not part of the deal, Cordelia, that they just leave?
Yes, I mean, sometimes the tiny people, you know, I can't control their...
They're sentient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So sometimes they like it in a certain...
They set up shop.
Body. Yeah, yeah, maybe they invite a wife or a girlfriend and they, you know, they watch the Netflix. One of your recommendations on the Netflix, they will watch it. And
they can do that inside his body?
Yes,
because
they can bring in their furniture and they can bring in, you know...
Little
TVs. Yes, because really, you know, it's not so much a big deal for the person. I don't really know what the problem is.
Well, it's causing him heart problems because Tiny Rick is surfing his arteries.
Not just me, Dave. It's kind of like a little... Fraggle Rock in
Yeah, it
Harris.
Sounds like there's a lot of... How many tiny people have you brought in there watching Netflix?
400. And we have 400. Diggers Whoa. And lorries.
Okay, so yeah, this is like the doozers from Fraggle Rock.
Well, he needed some repair done to his heart. So
not a good reference, boys. Yeah.
We just kept working.
Very topical. Current. Okay, so you're working away and you're actually helping his arteries, which sounds like they were clogged or...
Yeah. I'm a construction professional, Dave.
Right. And how much is this going to cost, Jim?
Oh, easily about, 300,000.
Right, because it probably started off being a lot less, Cordelia, did it? With just the chlamydia. Like,
yes,
that's,
but again,
you
I
can just
taken,
take a tablet for that, I think.
But I, my tiny people are better than tablets.
Yeah.
My tiny people are, support. You know, this poor man had chlamydia because, he had sex with a woman. That didn't work out. You know, he came to me and he said,
sure.
Yes, I am riddled. I am absolutely fine. Riddled with chlamydia, but also I am lonely. I am, he was lonely after woman give him chlamydia and then leave.
Sure,
and
yeah.
he had no one to share his beautiful life with.
So Jim,
we didn't even have sex. She just, I don't know how she gave me chlamydia without.
Yeah, that is a funny.
She
one.
Didn't even come, Dave.
Right. Yeah.
The tiny people can tell this.
You hear stories about, sharing hot tubs or. Sitting on a toilet seat after somebody...
She had a Nerf gun, Dave.
A Nerf gun?
I didn't mean for this to get all over the radio, but she had a Nerf gun and she...
Things were done.
Rubbed it on herself and then shot it at me.
Okay. In you or at you?
At the tip of my...
Right,
of
yeah, okay. Well,
so you see, this man has a very sad life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sad, lonely life. But when he comes
I was approached by a woman who said she'd make a deal with me, and given that her name was Cordelia, I thought that things would work out efficiently.
Yes, and look how many lovely little tiny people live inside you now. You're no longer lonely.
You're no longer lonely, Jim.
Man.
You've got 400. You've got a whole community inside you.
You have a beautiful community of tiny, beautiful people inside you who every night they are feeding and they are loving each other and they are.
They listen to Mumbo Number Five. They listen to Mumbo Number Five, and I can hear the sound of the skateboards doing the over and over again in my eardrums.
And they sing you beautiful songs. Sing another beautiful song for him.
We love you, Jimmy. You're the best human we've ever been inside this year.
I'm not going to deny that it's flattering, but it has just become a bit of a pain on my daily existence now.
Is there any way that he can get them out, Cordelia? Or,
you'll have to.
Have they got squatters' rights?
He has to appeal directly, I think, to the tiny people. Have you elected a mayor of your tiny town?
Yes, I'm currently the representative.
Great. Well, then I think, it's a parlay between the two peoples here. I can only do so much, and I have brought you together, and now it is time if
well,
you want
I've
to
brought
separate.
Well, I've brought them together on the show.
Physically, I brought them
sure,
together,
sure,
Dave.
Sure, you know? Sure. But I'm saying I'm the one now.
Let's not pick pick fickles.
Sure, yeah, we won't pick fickles, okay.
I don't want to fall out with you.
No, I don't want to fall out with you.
We were having a very
We're having a good conversation. We're talking about money problems. I'm not sure how we've... gotten away from that. But before we get back to your money problems, Cordelia, let's just see what it will take, Rick, to move the community out of Jim's body and maybe into someone else's body.
Dave, there's just no point of moving out of Jimmy's body because 2 days ago he was unsafe with another woman. And I think we just need to stay put for a couple of weeks.
Oh, in case it happens again?
Okay, so...
A big, dirty feed of chlamydia is on our way.
Now I have to admit that I rather enjoyed the Nerf gun and...
Right, so that could happen again.
It has.
It has.
It does.
Right.
On Tuesdays.
Okay.
And...
So can you not see then that maybe you're better off leaving them in there, Jim, for a while?
Sounds like victim blaming, Dave.
No one's a victim here, I don't think.
I genuinely disagree.
Well, if you're the victim of anyone, it's the person with the Nerf gun and not little Rick. He's helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I think just, let them live there for another couple of weeks and see how it goes is all I say.
Yes.
Because these tiny people, they can really, really win you over.
Yes.
You know?
You were saying, Cordelia, you're having money troubles since you quit your job. You've created these tiny people. A lot of them, it seems, are in Jim. He owes you
Yes, this is the fundamental problem, is that I am not actually... I create the tiny people and I charge for their services.
Yes.
But actually, the tiny people are not giving me the money. The tiny people get the money directly from the clients.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, it does not really come back to me. And look,
That seems like a poor business planning on your part. You should have been taking the money for them.
I create the tiny people.
Okay, I think that means something else.
Dave, if you think of the actual, think of what that word means.
Sure.
I create.
You're a creator.
Creationist. I'm a creator.
Yeah.
And also a creationist. Really, I do this thing for the love. I am not in it for the money. Yes, my money problems are a problem. And I wanted to call you to maybe see if there was a solution. But actually, I love my daddy people. I love what they do for people. And it brings me joy.
Well, little Rick, can you cut Cordelia in on what you've earned from Jim?
Jim has been deferring his payments for the last number of months. So we're actually not currently in receipt of any remuneration.
Right. Okay. So this falls back to you then, Jim, as you owe little Rick, the community, and Cordelia a sizable payment. What are you going to do about that?
I'll answer your question with a question of my own. How much do you think a special Nerf gun costs? A one molded to the shape of my penis.
Mm.
So the little darts shoot out.
Yeah.
And hit
I
the
don't
head
really
and
see how that's
little...
relevant to the rest of the 20 conversation.
Euro? I think probably 20 euro.
Fuck. I'll be honest, I didn't think that everyone here would be such good guessers. But yeah.
But that's between you and your partner.
Nerf gun supplier, yes.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the money you owe the little people. The tiny people.
Yes, little people.
Inside his
thing.
Heart.
Yeah.
Yes, they're inside his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, my doctor tells me that's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. So...
Oh, Jimmy.
What if
Jimmy,
I...
Jimmy, let them into your heart, Jimmy.
I did.
We
you need
love
to let them
you,
in
Jimmy.
Figuratively.
Well, yes, exactly.
And
they are already there.
Physically. Yeah.
Let them into your heart figuratively.
And then
Jimmy,
pay them for
And then pay for
their
services rendered.
Sounds like I need some tiny therapy.
Oh, is that...
That is something I can provide.
Yeah, a tiny therapist could go into your brain and have a root around.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, well, yeah. It sounds like we are going to be doing another deal, Jimmy boy.
Well, I don't want to be one of those guys who goes into the shop with a complaint and comes out with less money, but here we are.
Yay, so
great. Cordelia, I just had another idea. Could a little tiny person go into my brain and poke around in there and, like, you know, release endorphins and... I'm basically thinking, is there a way to turn this into like a drug?
They are
like
essentially
a recreational
drugs in a way, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can find uses. Dave, you really love the idea of these
I just want some tiny people
inside
me. High all the time.
Amazing. Okay, listen, guys, it seems like we've come to a happy solution there. Jim, I wish you the best with your various STIs. And your
Cheers.
Tiny people inside you. And Cordelia, best luck making some money
Thank
out
you so
of this.
Much,
I think
Dave. It's been a pleasure.
If you're looking for investments, maybe we can talk. We can talk off air. I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. It's a light, fresh, locally made Irish lager, and it's named ReRaw after the unpredictable divilment the Irish are so good at. ReRaw is here to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. When you get a chance, grab yourself a taste of light, refreshing ReRaw Lager. Thanks, ReRaw. We're talking about money problems. Roger, you say mo money, mo problems for you. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a speech impediment.
Okay. But you are saying then... More money, more problems.
That's what I mean.
Yes, yes, yes. How so? Like how you've got a lot of money?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm bad at counting. So the mo, you know, the mo.
So are you having problems though?
Yes.
And you're putting the problems down to having mo money.
No money. I've got no money.
No money. Sorry, that was a typo.
No money, mo problem.
No money, mo problem.
That's my philosophy.
And in that mo does mean more because you've got a speech impediment.
Both, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, no money, mo problems. What problems have you got, Roger?
I haven't paid my rent in 6 years, and ooh, I've set up a barricade outside the house to keep my landlord and the guards away.
Right, how's that working out for you?
Oh, well, so far, a few of them have gotten trapped and said, fuck this, and they went away.
Oh, trapped. So have you set up some kind of...
It's a punji pit, Dave.
A punji pit?
Yes, I learned it from the Vietnamese War on films.
Okay, what does that entail?
That is a pit with a false top that you step on,
yeah,
and then your attacker will fall, their foot will go down onto a spike that's covered in my poo.
Oh, so the hope is that they'll catch some kind of infection from the poo?
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's clever. So you've gotten a couple of guards with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say,
some local children.
Oh, yeah, bonus.
They'll stay away from my house.
I was going to say it's like Home Alone, but that's a little darker than Home Alone, Vietnam style tactics. Okay, cool. You have got problems for sure. I want to go to one of the guards who's outside in the siege, I suppose we can call it, Detective Seamus Houlihan. Seamus, what's going on from your side of things there?
To be honest with you, Dave, I've never seen anything like it. I honestly haven't seen anything like this since I was in Nam.
Oh, you were in Vietnam?
I was in Vietnam.
Well, you'll be familiar with these kind of traps.
As a Nam veteran, yes, of 3 years, I'm very familiar with these dirty tactics and the traumatic effect that they can have on officers and personnel.
Yes. Now, you've lost a couple of men. Well, not lost, but like they're out. They're injured.
Yeah. Well, two will never walk again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And another is it's looking like he's lost a sight in one eye, Dave.
In one eye?
Yes.
Did he fall badly?
Whatever this lad is dishing into this pit, it's toxic, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's...
It's like raw waste.
But that's exactly what it is.
For a young man to get that in the eye.
Yeah, it's not good. He could be out. He might have to quit the guards as well, will he?
More than likely.
Can you be a guard with one eye? Can you have a one-eyed guard?
There's a few do it on the sly, but they've got good glass eye implants, you know?
Right, so they just, you don't say anything.
No.
A wink is good.
Sometimes you can kind of tell when you'd be talking to them and you'd be moving around them.
Yeah.
And you'd see one of the eyes wouldn't move, but, you know.
A wink is as good as a nod to a one-eyed guard.
This is it. You said it.
Okay. So look, I have Roger on the line as well. So maybe this is an opportunity for you to appeal to him to, you know, give himself up.
Will you just pay your rent and be done away with that pit?
I won't.
Well, I don't think he's going to pay the rent now at this point. It's 6 months arrears, is it?
It's my rear is doing a lot of the damage out there. I tell you what, I am going to send you out, instead of rent, another little package. Here you go. Are you ready for it? Here we go.
No,
out the window. Here we go now. Whoop. Bullseye.
Did he get you, Seamus?
Well, he got the car in front of me, Dave. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
what's it cover? What did he get on it?
Well, a lot of shit, Dave.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, look.
Just out of interest, what colour car is that?
Well, it's a Garda car.
Oh, great. Okay, sorry, I thought I hit mine.
What colour's a Garda car?
Sure, I wouldn't know. Ask one of the lads with an eye.
Oh, you'll know soon enough, boy. I'll tell you that.
You'll be in the back of one of them in a minute.
You'll never get in. You'll never get in here.
Seamus, what can you do in this situation? It feels like the guard should have ways of dealing with, you know, lads who won't pay their rent. Yes, he's got some expertise with traps and stuff, but like, can you not just, I don't know, smoke him out, throw in a tear gas or a...
Dave, very, very easy for you to say when you get paid 300 grand a week to do 2 hours work.
I wish. Not on the Ryan Tuberty money myself, unfortunately.
We know what all you boys are on.
Yeah.
And for you to say something like that to me...
I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'm just saying you watch TV, you see the guards with
snipers. Have you ever dealt with a giant pit of shite?
No, I haven't, no. But you see these things, like lads coming down on little ropes and you've got the thing to push in the door. And
I have scissors.
You have scissors.
I have scissors. I cut the ropes.
Has that already happened? Have you tried that?
We tried everything, Dave.
Okay.
Apart from the building of a bridge, we're waiting on planning permission.
Oh, that could be
a
while.
I put in a complaint.
Oh, to block it.
He's objected to the bridge that we want to build under our shite pit, as we call it.
All right, well, look, I want to bring on Roger's mum. She wants to make an appeal to Roger. Sharon.
Hello.
Sharon, what do you want to say to your son who's involved in this despicable protest?
I'd really like to say to him, good job, buddy, good job.
Thanks,
Sharon, you told me you were going to come on here to try and appeal to his better nature and get him to come out.
Well, I lied, Dave. Yeah, well, okay, I lied. Great. I'm so proud of
you're proud of your son who's not paid his rent in 6 months?
Yes, exactly. That's
wonderful. Throwing feces at the guards?
Yes, I taught him well.
She taught me everything.
He knows.
Every nappy. Mum always told me, every nappy, this isn't going
it's
in the bin.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah,
it's an
that's
opportunity
right. Yeah.
For insurrection, Dave.
She's a vindictive woman.
I am awful.
Seamus, is this woman known to the guards?
Dave, you forced me to come onto the air and say it, but yes, this woman has been under witness protection for 25 years.
Okay, why?
Well, her and her husband were accused of drowning children in a big pit of shite.
Go on.
Okay, her and her husband were.
Yes, and she turned state witness and she...
Against him,
and I don't... We might have let an innocent man die, if...
Oh, right, so it could have been her behind it all.
Well, the odds now are not looking great. Yeah,
you backed the wrong horse there, Seamus.
I think we might have hung the wrong horse.
Yeah. Sharon, do you want to come clean on that?
Oh, come clean is an interesting choice of words, Dave.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, they'll never find me now. So
oh, really?
I can see her from the window, Div.
No, curtains hide everything.
She's in there.
Right, so she's in there with Roger.
She is,
yeah. Okay.
Mummies have their own way of getting into the babies' houses.
Oh, so maybe she came in during the siege. Maybe she's got like a secret tunnel.
No, I wouldn't worry about that. No, I wouldn't worry about any secret
just
tunnels.
Just saying, Seamus, maybe there's another way in that you guys haven't thought of.
All right, lads, there might be a trapdoor. There might be a trapdoor.
I can't really wait around to see how this unfolds, which is I'd love to.
No problem. It is genuinely a trapdoor. So they value their eyeballs.
Seamus, get them out of there. Get them out of there. It's a trap.
Oh, your boys will never be again.
Oh no. How many men did you lose, Seamus?
Oh, another three, Dave, another three.
Listen.
Mummy's home.
This siege could last and last. We're not gonna be able to cover the whole thing. Roger, there's no convincing you to give it up. I mean, your mother's clearly been a terrible influence on you.
Well, I think that's in the eye of the beholder.
No, not the guard who lost his eye.
Sure. I mean he can judge the distance from this incident in his own way. But I will say that they'll never take me alive.
Right.
And
Me
and Mammy are just going to stay in here forever. And you keep sending tasty guards for us to eat. We'll keep digesting them and throwing them back at you.
Oh, who's a good boy?
I'm going to have to pull the plug on this. It's getting too disgusting. Garda Seamus, we wish you the best of luck in the siege and I hope you can take those disgusting people out.
Me too, Dave. Me too.
I don't.
All right. Thanks, Roger and your mother, Sharon, there for phoning it in. As I'm sure you know, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Is AI taking over?
How can I be safe online?
Will big tech go bust?
For Tech's Sake, we'll answer all of these questions and more in its new series.
I'm Elaine Burke.
And I'm Jenny Darmody.
And we're back with more experts to help you be a more informed and empowered tech user.
For Tech's Sake is a co-production from Silicon Republic and the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for us on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about the show. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new, hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. Thanks. My special guest joining me in the studio today is exorcist for hire, Paul Turgeist. Paul, how did you get into exorcism?
I just want to make sure, Dave, that you said Turgeist and not Turdgeist.
No, Turgeist.
Sorry, what did...
Turgeist. Yeah, not Turdgeist.
Not Turdgeist.
No.
Yeah, sorry, that's just something that the kids in school would call me sometimes. I just got some flashbacks there, and honestly a bit harrowing.
Sure. Harrowing, yeah, yeah. No, I would never call you Turdgeist.
Could you stop saying it, Dave?
Sorry, you said it first. No, you said Turdgeist.
I really need you to stop saying Turdgeist.
Okay, I'll stop saying Turdgeist. I'm just saying you were the one that brought it up, not me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a bully. I'm not your childhood bully.
Honestly, sorry. This has been a bad start to the.
Let's start again. My guest is an exorcist for hire, Paul Turdgeist. Paul.
Yeah.
How did you get into exorcism?
I suppose I really liked the imaginary things when I was a child. I didn't have a lot of friends, and
because you were bullied.
Yeah, we've established that, Dave. Thanks.
What did they call you?
it doesn't matter. So really, I was on my own a lot as a child, and yeah. I suppose I had a vivid imagination, and actually that led towards me seeing things that other people didn't see, and really I thought it was imaginary at first, and then actually what I realized is that I had a sixth sense,
right? like that film.
Do you know that what's it called?
M. Night Shyamalan.
It's
not Unbreakable, is it?
It's the sixth sense, Dave. It's a good one. Yeah, thanks for the rec. Yeah.
I might do up a list actually of all the good.
Anyway, I just started being able to sense things, sense
demons,
presences. Kind of like the
satanic
kids.
Forces.
Well, I've dealt with a lot of demons. I've had a lot of demons in my past, Dave.
Yeah. Of all kinds.
Figurative
and literal.
I can see ghosts.
You can see ghosts, you can see demons.
Yeah.
And you're able to drive them out of...
I can cast them out, yeah.
Cast them out.
Not out of my life now. Not out of my life, but I can...
That's going to take a lot of therapy.
I can cast them out of other people's lives anyway. So that's something, Dave. Anyway.
Okay, well, I want to bring on Tilly, who was possessed by a demon when she was a young girl.
Okay.
She's a little bit older now, Tilly.
Hello, Dave.
You were possessed.
Yeah, I was possessed lock, stock and barrel by a demon.
What was the demon's name? Or
Alan.
Right. Yes. Is that a typical demon name?
No, not really. No, sorry, was Alan? Sorry, what kind of demon are we talking about here? Are we talking about an ex, or are we talking about an actual? You know, because some people are like, oh, there was a demon, and it was their ex boyfriend, but it's
Tilly. Remember Tilly? You cast out Alan.
Tilly.
Yeah,
the demon from the Gates.
This was years ago now.
Tilly, I'm so sorry. You're all grown up.
Yeah, the last time you saw me, I was regurgitating blood all over your
shoes. And you were so small. You were only small.
I was.
Well, you sound like you've grown up, Tilly.
Back then, Dave, I was 7, going on 50.
Right.
It's true. There was a 50-year-old demon inside her.
Okay. Called Alan. And now, when he was inside you, would sometimes your face start to look like a 50-year-old man's face?
Dave,
My head would spin around. Right. I would look like Alan. Alan would look like me.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I would have the voice of various historical figures. Oh. I would
Lincoln was a big one. Lincoln was a big one, I think, wasn't he?
Abraham Lincoln, yes.
Wait, I'm confused. So why was Alan able to draw upon these historical figures' voices? Was he just a good mimic?
Oh, I think he was just an actor. He just loved doing impressions. Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's almost like having a radio inside you, Dave.
Can you still do any of them?
No.
Without Alan?
Any of the impressions?
Yeah. I just wondered what that
might have sounded
like.
What were some of the other good ones?
I sure am enjoying this play. I hope nothing bad happens. That was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Was Alan better at it?
Yeah, in fairness, Alan. Alan, she was really the conduit through which Alan, sparked his skills. Yeah, because he was a talented actor now. Alan,
I have a very poor vocal range, Dave, and I really did a lot of damage to my vocal cords. Listen. When I was possessed.
Yeah, it was true. Tilly, well, look, you sound a lot better than the last time I saw you. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you sound beautiful.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
no,
much.
You have a beautiful
Turtgeist. Thank you so much.
Sorry, what was that? What did you just say?
I think
you
said
so much, Mr. Turtgeist.
It wasn't Turtgeist. She didn't say Turtgeist. She didn't say Turtgeist.
It's so embarrassing.
She?
I have all your books.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce
it? But you didn't call me. Just. You're not calling me Turtgeist, are you?
No, Turtgeist.
No,
there's no D.
No, please. No, there's not no the D. In there. I don't want the D.
Turgeist. Turgeist.
Oh, God.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe it's a little bit of the demon inside me.
Well, this is what I'm going to ask. Paul, how did you drive Alan out? And is Alan gone forever?
Sorry, David. I just need him.
Yeah. Let's get it together.
I just need a second. Sorry, I'm back in the room. I drove Alan out. So Alan was an actor. He was a dead actor inhabiting her.
It wasn't Alan Rickman, was it?
No, it wasn't Alan Rickman. That'd be really weird.
Well, it is pretty weird to begin with. But you said a dead actor named Alan. That was where my head went.
There are probably loads of actors called Alan in the world. I don't think it specifically had to be Alan Rickman. I'm not sure. Why sure. We
could have been Alan Alda.
Was it Alan Alda?
It wasn't Alan Alda.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, well, then it couldn't have been him, in fairness.
What I did was, we lured him onto a stage, basically, and we pretended that there was this play going on, and he was the lead, and we really gave him his shining moment, and then we trapped him, He was more amenable to being trapped, you see, after we'd given him that moment to shine. It turns out he really needed was that one shining moment. How many of my books do you have, Tilly? I ask? All seven.
Two on Kindle.
That's really beautiful.
Well, it's not really relevant to what we're talking about. But Alan was lured out by this moment, the
lead role in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, so he got to play
Joseph.
Yeah, of course,
naturally. Yeah, yes. Now, it's the role every actor is born to play.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you're a musical theatre person, it's definitely probably.
And believe me, I spent a long time with this demon inside me. He was a musical theatre person. He really was. Mm. And as much as anyone can ever be.
Yeah. Tilly, do you still have the long blonde hair that you had when you were younger?
I don't see how that's really relevant to what we're talking about now.
No, it's just, I can't. She had this really long, beautiful blonde hair. Sure. And it was really a sight to behold.
I do, but now it's a wig. It's just from the stress of that.
Oh,
my hair never really grew back.
I'm sure you're still
after
beautiful
Alan.
Bald, Tilly.
We have another caller, so we can get back to that maybe. Tim Allen is on the line.
Oh.
Now,
Tilly. What's wrong, Tilly?
I'm sorry, I just haven't heard that voice for so long.
But this isn't Alan that possessed you, is it? This is Tim Allen.
It sure sounds like him.
Is it?
I've been around. I've been in a lot of bodies, and at the moment, I'm possessing the one and only Tim Allen.
Oh,
once again, ho ho ho.
So,
one more of those will cost you.
You are Alan, the demon, but you've possessed comedian and actor Tim Allen.
Yes.
Just because he's such a big star, that's how you're
is
getting...
Is that why he's gone so right-wing recently?
Absolutely. I'm a real cunt. I always have been.
Tim Allen
did well. Did you see the Santa Claus movies?
Yes.
They were great. After that, I got him.
Right. So before that, he was kind of normal.
Yeah, that was peak Allen.
Yeah, and he was doing well. Now you've possessed him and he's become a right-wing cunt.
Yeah.
Why Tim Allen? Why now? Is the fact that your name is Allen, has that got anything to do with it?
Spot on. That's it. Okay. That is it, actually. Yeah, I have. They gave me an opportunity to pick a name. They said go through the list alphabetically.
Right.
I'm not a patient man.
Okay.
Or a demon. I'm not a patient demon.
You weren't tempted to go for Alan Alda.
No. Too old.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have long.
Too left wing.
Yeah, but then if you were possessing him, you could have obviously shifted him to the right.
Oh, I would have shifted Alan Alda any day of the week, let me tell you that.
Right, okay. That's disgusting.
Tilly, you had really wonderful cuticles the last time I saw you. How are your cuticles?
Do I recognise that voice? Is that Turdgeist?
Oh, God.
It is Turdgeist.
Oh, God.
No, there's no D.
I'm sorry, I did it again. It's Turdgeist, the man who saved my life all those years ago when I was...
No, my name is not Turdgeist.
Yeah, it comes from the German poo ghost. Yeah.
Oh, Christ, trust a demon to put the D in my name.
So, you obviously knew Alan back in the day that was a way to get at Paul.
Yes.
Was to use his childhood bullying.
Yeah,
bullying.
Absolutely. I get at everyone.
How do you find people's little...
The ears.
Yeah.
The ears, usually. You can just get in. Very few people cover their ears properly.
Oh,
and I just...
Right.
Zoop.
Right. So did you briefly possess Paul to find out his inner trauma?
Didn't need to.
Oh, okay.
Just saw it in
Yeah,
his
I
face.
Really wear it on my sleeve, yeah, Dave. Yeah. To be honest, true, I don't know whether you've noticed.
I introduced
really...
you by your actual name and you immediately assumed that I mispronounced it.
I'll be honest, I've been suffering for a long time with
The same thing happened when Paul came into the room and I was there with the little girl
in Tilly.
We didn't have a lot of laughs together, Tilly, but that when Paul came in and went, I'm Dr. Turd Ghost, we had a laugh.
I didn't say Turd Ghost.
We had a laugh. We did, Tilly.
That is funny, Tilly, isn't it?
I laughed so much. For me, you know, some people in their lives have Patch Adams.
Yeah.
But me, I have Dr. Turd Ghost.
You had old Turd Ghost over here, huh?
Who just cheered that demon right out of my body all those years ago.
You all right, Paul?
I love you, Dr. Turkey.
Did you hear that, Paul?
What?
Tilly said she loves you.
Tilly, is that true?
I love you, Dr. Turkey. Because of you, I got to live a life away from Alan.
Send me a photo.
Turd Ghost, just check your phone there. I'm going to send you a picture.
No, I don't want it.
Tim Allen's cock.
Oh.
Ah! Oh, sorry, Tilly. Oh, I have your number saved in my phone as well. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I feel like we've lost the run of whatever this was supposed to be. And also, I've lost maybe my mind.
Well, look, you've got Alan back on the line. He's in Tim Allen's body. Isn't there some way that you can drive him out?
I don't think I'm stable enough, Dave. Why is this my life?
Oh, it's the demon. It's the demon.
What?
Alan's doing this to you.
Alan. You.
He's messing with your
head. You've done this my whole life, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Were you in my childhood bullies? Was it you all along, Alan?
Yes.
Fuck.
I came up with all the nicknames for you.
How do I cast you out of my life?
Please, I know him better than anyone. He was inside me for 5 years.
Tilly, what can we do?
5 years, man.
Yeah, 5 years with a 50-year-old movie actor impersonator inside me.
Mm.
Do we need to get Tim Allen in a in a Marvel movie or something? Is that, we need to give him the spotlight, right? We need to.
I don't know about giving Tim Allen the spotlight. But that's a good
Dave,
idea.
Dave, this is about me. Yeah.
What if What if we try and reboot Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have to be like in that, it, though?
Tim Allen? Yeah, no, speaking as Tim Allen, I've got money problems. So, right, yes,
okay,
please.
Okay, well,
does he have to be in it, though? Yeah.
Yeah, we've got, the only way to capture him again and really capture him this time, Dave, is to give him the role of a lifetime.
All right, as Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, Roseanne's been back.
Not for long, Dave.
Not for long, not true. For long. But I mean, we're rebooting everything these days.
Yeah.
So. What was it? Will and Grace? They did that for another load of seasons,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, I think we can make this work.
Will and Grace and Tim Allen.
No. No, I'm not saying put you onto that show. I'm saying do the whole Home Improvement thing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only reboot I'm interested in is The Exorcist.
Sure. Because
that's another good recommendation to add to your list.
Oh, yeah, The Exorcist.
Yeah, write that down.
Great
that
movie,
down.
Yeah.
That's based on really things good that happened in my life.
Yeah.
Well.
That's what the, that's okay, what the
Tim,
movie man told me.
Tim, it's older me than, and Tilly, you know, work together to, I don't know, somehow get a home improvement movie in the
oh, movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of like rebooting the TV
no,
show.
No, I think if we get a movie
yeah, that's really big, yeah, Tim. Jesus, yeah, that could really, like, things could take off again with that, Tim.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And then will you please leave me alone forever? I don't think I'm stable enough to do this again.
I'll consider it.
Okay,
are you on Twitter?
It's good enough for me.
I'll
I guess.
See you there.
Twitter? Oh, is that? It's obviously a good way to just get at people.
Well, it's a hellscape.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a hellscape. It's mostly demons on there, I think. Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Hannah Mamelis, John Morton, and Steve Bennett. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug, Hannah?
When does this come out?
July 17th.
July 17th. Probably not yet.
Steve.
Oh, you can find me on stevebennettcomedy.com where there'll be... find Dungeons & Naggins. There's loads of clips going up online. I'm making a board game and you can see how that's going online. Just find Dungeons & Naggins on Instagram or TikTok or whatever.
Cool. You're making your own board game.
I'm making it's like a board game version of the live show. Basically, it's like if you like the live show and you like playing those games but you don't want to use your imagination, then the card game will do that.
Perfect. Amazing.
Dave,
John.
I have absolutely no card games and no board games and nothing to plug, but I will happily play games.
Cool. Play games?
Yeah.
Okay. Any games you want to plug? Any you like?
I don't know. I was a big fan of Snakes and Ladders.
Great game.
Can't really fault
classic
it.
Game,
it's a
yeah,
big competition
Anna,
for me,
any
actually.
Games?
I used to like Boggle.
Boggle?
Yeah.
I haven't played that one in years. Mm. Okay, great guys. Thanks for those plugs. Such
well,
as they are.
Do you have anything?
Does anyone ever ask you?
Do I have anything I want to plug?
Yeah, Dave, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, Dave.
See, how does that feel to have the fucking pressure on you?
Just this show. And yeah, listen
plugging
to
the show on the show.
Yeah.
It's meta.
Yeah.
But it
if
just
you're listening
might
to
work.
This show, I think you'll enjoy more of this show.
Great.
And there's 123 other episodes, 424 other episodes. So go back and have a listen to some of them. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Hearn for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it.
Took that for a walk.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.